Under the Speaker's announced policy of January 5, 2011, the gentleman from Iowa, Mr. Latham, is recognized for 60 minutes as the designee of the Majority Leader.
I thank the Speaker. I ask unanimous consent that all members may have 5 legislative days in which to revise and extend their remarks and insert extraneous materials for the record on the topic of my special order.
Without objection.
Mr. Speaker, those of us from Iowa and elsewhere would like to recognize today the service of my fellow Iowan, Congressman Leonard Boswell, who will be leaving the House at the adjournment of this Congress. I first want to thank him for his 20 years of service to our great nation in the U.S. Army. No one has done more to secure our freedom and the promise of a bright future than our veterans and military personnel. I know that Leonard counts his efforts to secure additional support for military families and veterans as among his most meaningful achievements. I also want to recognize a gentleman from Iowa for his time in public service as a legislator. His distinguished career traces back to the Iowa State Senate, where he once served as president of that body. Although we haven't always agreed on issues before us, Leonard's relationships with his fellow members have enabled him to work with colleagues of all political stripes. His work on behalf of his constituents has exemplified what Iowans expect their representatives in Congress, someone who is approachable, thoughtful, and hardworking. I appreciate the many years of service Leonard Boswell has provided to our home state of Iowa and its people. I know that he will continue to serve his fellow Iowans faithfully beyond the conclusion of this Congress, and in that I truly wish him and his family the very, very best. Mr. Speaker, in addition to my remarks today, I asked Iowans to pay tribute to Leonard by providing their comments for submission into the congressional record. We did not have the luxury of time to read the numerous notes and well wishes that came in, but I'd like to highlight a few of those at this time. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad sent the following. I commend Congressman Leonard Boswell for his longtime dedication to public service. His selfless service to others has been demonstrated in many ways as an officer in the United States Army, as President of the Iowa Senate, and as a congressman from Iowa. Congressman Boswell should be proud of his public service and accomplishments, for his personal achievements as a husband, father, and grandfather. I'm heartened by Iowans like Congressman Boswell, who have spent a lifetime serving the state of Iowa. We thank him for his service. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley wrote, Representative Boswell has worked hard to represent his constituents. He did his job very well. While we disagreed politically, we never had a personal disagreement. We found plenty of common ground. I'll miss his camaraderie around Congress. But I have no doubt we'll run across each other because Representative Boswell is unlikely to avoid public service, which has been his calling for so long. Thank you for your service, Representative Boswell. Nancy Williams, president of AIB College of Business in Des Moines, wrote, I wish to recognize and thank Congressman Boswell for his dedication to our country, to Iowa, and to his constituents. He has changed our world, our country, and our state with his personal service for so many years. Every life has a great purpose, and Congressman Boswell has had a wonderful calling for his. I will wait in anticipation to see what he chooses to do next. I just cannot thank him enough. Ken Sager, president of the Iowa Federation of Labor, AFL-CIO, wrote, Congressman Boswell was a representative who would take the time to listen to Iowans. He paid special care and attention to all veterans. He was a friend of working people. When home visiting, he would make an effort to meet with the labor leaders in the state. He spent his time listening to their concerns and would give honest answers on his positions, not always to the liking of the unions, but always honest and upfront. And John Murphy, Director of Government Affairs at PolicyWorks, sums up the assurances we all have that Leonard will continue to serve his state and nation. I'd like to thank Congressman Boswell not only for his support of me personally, but also for his service to our country. As a soldier and statesman, there are few people who have given more of themselves to our nation. I wish him and Doty well as they move forward in their next adventure in life. I would ask them to take some time and get some rest. But I know that won't happen. That's not the Boswell way. Mr. Speaker, at this point, I'd like to recognize the gentleman from Iowa, Mr. Loebsack.
Well, thank you, Tom. My colleague Tom Latham from Iowa. I'll just start out by saying that this is my sixth year here in Congress, and just finishing it up. And this is only the third time that I've actually come to the floor during special orders to speak. That's how important it is for me to do this. The first time was when I was arguing for Boeing to get the tanker deal, when that was a big issue before our country. The second time was when I was pushing hard to make sure that the Stock Act was passed so that members could not trade on insider knowledge. And now I'm here for Leonard Boswell, my good friend Leonard Boswell. It's not that I don't come to the floor very much. I do speak for bills, what have you, but not during special orders. This is only the third time, and it's with very good reason. I also want to note at the outset here, too, how many members of the Iowa delegation are here, including a former member, Jim Nussel. It is really fantastic that you're here today, Jim. This is really an honor for Leonard, I think, to say the least, that you're here. And this is just absolutely very special. When you say special orders, Mr. Speaker, it applies in this case. I didn't know Leonard Boswell very well when I first got elected in 2006. I knew him, but not very well. I was not an elected official before I got elected in 2006, but I had been involved in politics, in Democratic Party politics, for a number of years, helping other folks get elected. Leonard and I think it's fair to say that when I got elected, probably, and I think he would say this, I think he would admit this, that neither one of us had any idea what good friends we would become over the years. Leonard has been very helpful for me to sort of help me navigate the ways of this chamber, the ways of Washington, the ways of Congress, something that I think everybody knows is a challenge, whether you've been in a state legislature or any kind of legislative body prior to coming to the Congress. It is a challenge to get to know how to operate in this environment. But Leonard's been very, very good for me, and I appreciate everything he has done. I could talk about his military service and all these other things that Congressman Latham just mentioned, but I'm not going to go through that except to say that I'm on armed services. I've never served in the military myself. I have two Marine children with whom we're going to be spending Christmas again this year, no matter what the Congress decides to do and what the President and Speaker Boehner decide to do. We're with them to honor them and to honor our military this Christmas. But Leonard has a distinguished past in the military. There's absolutely no doubt about that. One other thing I'll say about Leonard Boswell. We talk about a lot of us being from Iowa, but I often refer to Leonard Boswell as being of Iowa. He's an Iowan true and true in every possible way. And I think those of us who are from Iowa know exactly what I'm talking about. The rest of you, I'll explain it to you at some point if you so desire. But it is very important that Leonard Boswell is of Iowa. I've had a wonderful time serving with him these 6 years. We're not going to lose touch. I do have six of his former counties, including his home county of Decatur County now, and I look forward to staying in touch with him, getting more advice from Leonard as we go forward. He's a font of wisdom and advice for those of us who need it here in this body. Thank you very much for having me, and thank you especially, Congressman Latham, for organizing this. I think that tells us something about what can happen if we put our minds to it on the larger issues of getting this country back on its feet. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. And thank you, Leonard Boswell, for your wonderful service. Thank you.
I thank the gentleman. I, too, want to recognize Congressman Nussel here on the floor in honor of Congressman Boswell, and we have the distinguished minority whip, Mr. Hoyer.
I thank my friend for yielding, and I'll be brief. I had the privilege many years ago to get on the telephone and call Leonard Boswell. Leonard Boswell was then presiding over the state Senate. He tells the story about how his executive assistant came on the floor and said, there's a guy named Congressman Hoyer on the phone. Shall I tell him you'll call him back? And fortunately for me, President Boswell at the time said, no, I'll talk to him now. And he turned the podium over to one of his colleagues and came on the phone and talked to me. And I said, Senator, this is Steny Hoyer. I would very much like you to run for Congress. We think you'd be an excellent member of Congress. We think you'd be a great candidate for Congress. And we think you could win this seat. And he said, well, what's Mr. Gephardt think about that? Well, it so happened Dick was about 4 feet from me. So I said, well, let me turn this over to him and he'll tell you what he thinks about it. And, of course, he echoed my comments. Now, I didn't know Leonard Boswell at the time, but I had heard wonderful things about Leonard Boswell, not only about his skill as a legislator, but as his decency and his character as a human being. Not only his experiences in war, but his service at home as a farmer, as a businessman, as a public representative, and as a Senate leader in Iowa. And I want to say that nothing that has transpired over the years that he and I have served together in this body have disabused in any way the extraordinarily positive things that were told to me of Leonard Boswell and why I ought to ask him to come to the Congress of the United States. He has been a dear and close friend of mine every day he has served. He will remain a dear and close friend of mine until he and I pass from this earth. He is a salt of the earth human being. He is someone that the American people, if they knew personally, would say is the kind of person they wanted representing them in the Congress of the United States or, frankly, in any other body. Leonard Boswell, thank you. Thank you for serving our country so well, so courageously, so ably, so conscientiously, with so much character and decency. You have brought a greater degree of civility and understanding to this institution. It is better for your service. Godspeed.
Thank you. I'd now like to recognize the gentleman from Iowa, Congressman King.
I thank the gentleman from Iowa for leading this discussion and have an opportunity to say some things about my friend Leonard Boswell across the floor. And I reflect upon a number of things. In 1996, I aspired to run for the Iowa Senate. I got there just as Leonard Boswell was elected to come here to the United States Congress. And I got to know a little bit about the area that he came from and traveled down in that a good number of times. And little did I know that a few years later, I would arrive here in this United States Congress, some 6 years later, representing not Congressman Boswell, not Lieutenant Colonel Boswell, but his cows. And I have stopped along a number of times and looked across the landscape, and I wonder what makes a man the man that he is. And coming from Iowa, especially rural Iowa, and growing up in the hills like I did, and walking through those hills and working in that soil and having my hands on a lot of things that are the origins of new wealth, you understand what makes a man who he is when you see the landscape that he came from. And that landscape down there in Decatur County, it's a little hilly. It raises a lot of grass. We, where I come from, don't always think it's the best corn ground, but they're doing better down there with the new hybrids. And so now I'm seeing that the character of the man that served in this Congress these years, these 16 years, and served in the United States Army for, I believe, 20 years, the character of the man that took the controls of helicopters time after time as an assault helicopter pilot in Vietnam, was formed and shaped in the hills that today I have the privilege to represent and that feed those cows that wander out there in that pasture land that won't probably as often go down into that neighborhood to check on, but I'm glad to know that Congressman Leonard Boswell will have some time to check on those cows because I know he loves them and takes care of them. I also had the privilege of making the trip to go to Vietnam as Congressman Boswell was going back to Vietnam for the first time since the end of his second deployment there. And he asked me if I would sit in front behind the glass with him as we went all around Vietnam, through Saigon, out through the streets of Saigon, out into the countryside, out on a boat on the Mekong River. And as we looked at how the country had changed and the population of Saigon had gone from 1 million to 7 million during that interim period of time since Leonard so nobly, bravely, and patriotically flew over that landscape. And everybody that he served with didn't come back, but more people came back because of Leonard Boswell, and I know that. And I heard some of those stories because I pulled a few of them out. But it's not something that he's brought out front, not something that he's worn on his sleeve. It's something within the character of the man that sits here with us today. And it's part of the character of the man that served Iowans and Americans in the United States Congress these 16 years. And for this time, I've had the privilege to serve with him, a decade for me. I'm grateful for those times. We've always been able to work together and served on the Ag Committee together all of that time. And there's been a certain communication that has gone on that was often unspoken, even in committee, when we look over across at each other, and somehow Leonard Boswell would know what I was thinking, and I think I knew what he was thinking, and that worked pretty good for Iowans, and it worked pretty good for Americans, and it worked pretty good for agriculture. So I congratulate you, Leonard Boswell, on your service to our country all of these years. It's been a stellar career, and it's not over. There's a future also of service that I know will continue every day. And I'll keep you in my prayers and in our memories here as I thank you for serving the United States of America and serving here in the United States Congress and serving Iowans the way that you have. And I yield back.
Thank the gentleman. I'd like to recognize the gentleman from Iowa, Mr. Braley.
Thank the gentleman for yielding and for organizing this well-deserved tribute to my friend, my colleague, my mentor, and my hero, Leonard Boswell. Now, we've been talking about how Leonard is Iowa through and through, but Leonard, the secret is out. You were born in Missouri. And that was a great day for America, but I think that it has also been part of shaping the person you are. Because you know that we are much more than the state we come from, the region we come from, and everything about your life of public service has reflected that. Leonard grew up on farms in both Ringgold and Decatur counties, and amazingly was drafted into the Army on his 22nd birthday, quite a birthday present. He served with distinction for 20 years, but the people who know him best can tell you that one of the things that made Leonard Boswell unique was he went from a draftee serving at the lowest levels of the Army to being encouraged to go to officers' candidate school. And what happens when you get commissioned is you actually have to resign from the United States Army in order to be commissioned. And Leonard did that, and was commissioned as a second lieutenant on February 19th of 1957. Seems like a long time ago. But after his commissioning as an officer, you've heard how Leonard served two tours as a helicopter assault pilot in Vietnam. And Leonard, I know from doing a lot of interviews with Vietnam veterans for the Library of Congress's Oral History Project that everyone remembers that first day when they arrived in Vietnam. And for you, that was on April 12th of 1965. And I'm sure that you can tell us the sights, the sounds, the smells, the feelings you had when you arrived there. One of the things that Leonard never talks about, because he's too modest of a person, is the fact that he was awarded not one, but two Distinguished Flying Crosses for his bravery and heroism serving our country in Vietnam. On November 1st of 1968, on his second tour of duty, Leonard became the Assault Helicopter Company Commander for the 336 and led that unit with distinction until he finally retired and came back to the state that he loved and started pursuing other things. But Leonard has always been about service to country, service to family, and service to his faith. And so when an opportunity presented itself, he ran for office in Iowa, was elected to the Iowa Senate, became Senate President in Iowa in 1992, and then continued his career here. And we've heard the minority whip talk about how that all came about, and we are so glad that it did. Leonard has always been a strong advocate for military families. He has a lot of proud achievements in this body, but Leonard, to me, your proudest moment was when the Joshua Omvig Suicide Prevention Act was passed in the House, passed in the Senate, and signed into law by the president. And the reason why that was so meaningful to me personally is I knew Joshua Omvig's family long before he took his life. And for you to take up that cause and to give voice to the thousands of Americans who were losing loved ones to suicide, who had served this country with honor and distinction, was the cause you were meant to lead. And to me, that day when we passed the bill in the House floor was one of the highlights of my career in Congress. Because one miraculous thing happened that day. After you stood and talked about why we needed to do more for veterans like Josh Omvig to help them before they got to that point of taking their own lives, an extraordinary thing happened. After you spoke, members on both sides of the aisle came down to the well and told the stories of constituents from their district who did the same thing that Josh Omvig did and put a human face on this crisis that was damaging our country. And that happened because of you, Leonard. And I have never been prouder of you. I've never been prouder of your leadership than the day that happened. And America owes you a grateful thanks for leading the charge and giving voice to that problem. But Leonard's courage and heroism just doesn't apply to his service to his country. Not long ago, when an intruder attacked his home and his family, Leonard was there to stand up and protect them as well. And you shrug it off, Leonard, but everybody who knows you knows that the outcome of that horrible moment was inevitable, that truth and justice were going to triumph because you were the one who was there at the right time and the right place. We are honored to have the privilege of serving with you. We wish you and Dodie and your entire family the best. Don't be a stranger. We're counting on you to continue to inspire us, and may God go with you.
Thank you, Mr. Braley. I'd like to now recognize the representative from Northern Missouri, Mr. Graves.
Thank you very much. Mr. Speaker, I rise to recognize the distinguished service of my neighbor to the north, Congressman Leonard Boswell. And as was just pointed out, he was born in the Missouri 6th Congressional District, which is the district I represent, in Harrison County. I think that's a fact that has probably dogged him throughout his career in Iowa politics, but we're very happy to have him actually born there. But I got to know Leonard through his hard work on matters related to aviation. And as been pointed out today, Leonard is obviously a former military helicopter pilot, but he later got his fixed wing license. And most recently, he's been flying a Comanche and a Zenith, but he's been a great advocate for all of general aviation. You know, I've worked with him on countless pieces of legislation, large and small, to advance the interests of general aviation. In the FAA reauthorization, which we just finished this year or the parts of last year, there was an important provision in it to allow residential through-the-fence agreements at general aviation airports. And this provision would not have survived the process without Leonard's efforts. He's been a leader in opposing user fees, which is one of the number one issues to those of us in general aviation and to general aviation pilots, and ensuring the continuation of programs such as the Block Aircraft Registration Program. He has been an instrumental voice in establishing something that's very important to me, and that's the General Aviation Caucus, and he's been very instrumental in the process of getting over 190 members, which is one of the largest caucuses here in the House of Representatives. And whenever I needed somebody to have courage to stand up for good policy, even when it wasn't necessarily good politics, Leonard was always there, and I could always count on him to stand with me on those issues. I was also thrilled that Congressman Boswell attended the greatest little air show in the country, which is in my hometown of Tarkio, Missouri. And he has come there as a friend and obviously an aviation enthusiast, but I'm hopeful he will join us again this year, July 13th, for the show. Leonard has served his country in uniform and obviously is a member of this House of Representatives, and he's served capably and very honorably. And on behalf of general aviation enthusiasts across this nation, I want to thank you for everything that you have done to help those folks out. And it's been an honor to work with you, and it's an honor for me to be able to call you my friend. So with that, Mr. Speaker, I yield back, and thank you very much, Leonard.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'd like now to yield to my good friend from West Virginia, Mr. Rayall.
We want to join today in paying tribute to the illustrious career of a colleague, a very good friend, and the gentleman, and I mean gentleman in every sense of the word, the gentleman from Iowa, Mr. Leonard Boswell. As the ranking member on the Surface Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, of which Mr. Boswell has served, I can tell you that his expertise in so many issues that we've already heard discussed today have been critical to us in passing much-needed legislation. Much has been said already, but not enough can be said to say thank you to Leonard Boswell for his serving our country as he has in the U.S. Army. To have risen like he did from private to lieutenant colonel, to have run as many missions as he did as a helicopter pilot in Vietnam, and to have won the two Distinguished Flying Crosses is something that this nation can never say thank you enough for what Leonard Boswell has done, even before he came to the illustrious halls of the U.S. Congress. In the real world, Leonard Boswell has truly combined a Midwestern farmer's common sense with practical everyday living. And it has been that experience that has proven so invaluable to us on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. His work to draft critical legislation. As a pilot, Leonard Boswell knows very well the tremendous issues facing our aviation community. And he served on that subcommittee on aviation for each of his 16 years in this body. And during the hearings and markups, Leonard often spoke about the critical importance of aviation safety and as an advocate for his fellow general aviation pilots. And it was for that reason that Leonard received an appointment to the conference committee that wrote the FAA bill that we passed last year. He served as a conferee, providing very valuable firsthand experience about what some of the irresponsible cuts being proposed at the time in FAA funding would have meant. And it's thanks to his deep, deep knowledge of these issues that we were able to get what we did, and that we were truly on the right side of this fight and came out in what the circumstances at the time would call a true victory for our side. As a strong advocate of veterans, of independent truckers, and agriculture interests, Leonard Boswell brought that same experience to us as a conferee when we considered the MAP 21 transportation legislation of last year as well. It was his amendment that was offered in committee that ended up in the final legislation that gave veterans preference for jobs with highway and transit contractors, again putting his past experience to work, ensuring that our veterans, after they have put their life on the line for our country, that they have a job to come back home to when they return home. And in addition, is one of the few members of our Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure who has a commercial driver's license, Leonard Boswell knows very well the very intricate, the very complex, and critical issues involved in motor carrier safety regulations. And he put that experience, along with his agriculture experience, to tremendous work for our colleagues. And I know that on our Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, when Leonard Boswell spoke, every member listened. You could hear the conversations, the sidebars, the side conversations stop, and everybody listened to what Leonard had to say when he spoke on our committee. He played an instrumental role in the Midwest Regional Rail Initiative, establishing a new Amtrak route between Chicago, the Quad Cities, and Iowa City. This $230 million project will be completed in 2015 and is creating more than 500 family wage jobs each year. And that's just the start. Whether Mr. Boswell has been advocating for high-speed rail or for ethanol pipeline, has always been focused on what is best for Iowa and for the transportation needs of this nation. He's been an invaluable resource to our committee. I know we will miss him speaking on the committee, but we certainly will look forward to continuing to profit from his experiences and advice to us in whatever capacity he may follow in his many years left. And I would note that, again, before I conclude, as has already been noted, that it is the gentleman from Iowa that beat Mr. Boswell that is bringing this special order to the floor today. And I think that is worth special recognition as well, because it shows the greatness of both of these individuals, how they can fight a very hard battle, political battle, yet both remain true gentlemen. And I would even submit that in this day of critical fiscal cliff negotiations, that if Mr. Latham and Mr. Boswell were conducting negotiations, we'd be going home for Christmas by sundown today. Thank you. I yield back.
I'd like to now recognize the gentleman from Wisconsin, Mr. Petry.
My colleague from Iowa, and I actually want to echo the words of Nick Joe Rahal in commending both of you gentlemen, especially Tom, for organizing this special order. I think it says something about each of your character and your respect for the process and for this institution. We hear a lot about how the camaraderie or the goodwill has deteriorated in this body, but I think at least so far as Iowa politics is concerned, and a lot of us from the Midwest, that's not the case. There's strong differences, but there's also strong respect and a recognition that we're working in something that's greater than all of us, and we're trying to do our best for the American people and for our country. I got to know Leonard Boswell and his wife, Dottie. I don't know if you remember this, but I think it was in Hershey, Pennsylvania in 1979, a new freshman member of Congress. My wife and 8-year-old daughter and I went up to Hershey. They had a bipartisan conference there for a couple of days. It's really kind of fun. We got to go on tours and had different sessions, broke us down into different groups, and I happened to be my wife in the same group with Leonard and Dottie, and we hit it off right away, feeling that here was someone who was not your typical idea of what a politician is, but someone who is in it for the right reasons and doing public service and is a decent person. Leonard is a very, very low-key, very proud, and very tough person. And I was raised up with the idea that, that some people say you got to be a firebrand, and you've got to yell and holler and all of that. I was raised with the idea that it's the empty can that makes the most noise. And it's sometimes the most noise is not the way you get things done or you make a contribution. Leonard has always been a strong, steady, responsible, honorable, honest participant in the process, someone I've looked up to. Served with him for many years on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. He's honored us in Wisconsin by coming up. His true love of aviation, and I think he got his fixed wing. He actually graduated first in his class back when he was taking both helicopter and fixed wing aviation back in the 50s. So he's been a good pilot of all sorts for a very long time, and a couple of Bronze Stars and a lot of the other awards that he has received well during his service in the military. There's a story behind each one of those, and an important one. And I know that a lot of people are very grateful for what you did during those 20 years in the military representing our country. He's led a natural leader, was selected by his friends and neighbors to be a leader in a co-op movement in Iowa, and then elected to the state Senate and became president, I think, of the state Senate. He's always shown, as I've had the opportunity to work with him, a real concern for his constituents and their problems, and personally has gone to bat to make sure that they're getting a fair deal and a hearing and not just gone through through the motions. His knowledge of aviation has been a great resource for this Congress and for the Transportation Committee. And I don't normally participate in these sort of things, but I did want to come down here today to just say, Leonard, I respect you. You're the salt of the earth, the kind of person that I think we'd all like to be, and I'm sure your family's proud of you, and your neighbors are proud of you, and we thank you for your service to our country.
I would like to now recognize the person who's the subject of all this, and my colleague, Congressman Leonard Boswell.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, Congressman Latham. You know, this is the first day we've actually talked after election night when I called to say congratulations. And our little conversation we had a few moments ago before this started was kindly, and I think I appreciated you coming to me and saying what you did in this event that took place last November. And so I wish you well. And I appreciate the cordial treatment you've given me today. Some people suggest to me, well, you may not want to do this. You know, he was your opponent. And I said, well, no, we're from Iowa. We don't do things like that. And so that's protocol. And you've made me proud today, and I thank you for it. I've said this on other occasions. You've heard me. I have a regret. I'm sorry my mother couldn't have heard this discussion today. I owe a lot of appreciation to those of you who left the room. I realize it's most people had to flee for the airport, as we normally all do. Thank you for staying and doing this. And I do want to pay tribute to my wife, Dodie. I think she's probably watching. So, sweetheart, I hope you've enjoyed this. And some of my children, Terry and Diana, Cindy, Joe, the families, and many friends. Hadn't planned on this all coming to this kind of a closure, but it's caused me to reflect back over life, and I feel very blessed. Tom, you heard it too many times. I started out in a tenant farmhouse. You did hear that time or two, I'm sure, in our days past. But look what I've gotten to do, what you've heard about here today, when we talk about the American dream and the opportunities that exist in America. And it's been very rewarding to me. I can't say enough about that, but enough's been probably said. I realize, as I reflect back on what's happened over the last years, that I couldn't have done it without the help of great staff and some names that I shouldn't do this, but I just hit a few of them. A gentleman named John Norris, that I think you knew a little bit, Tom, at one time. And, you know, we started out together, and he's on the FERC board now and doing a good job. I think back over the many ones. Sandy Carter, you're probably watching over there in our cube. Sandy, thank you for your service and your dedication to the people of Iowa and the 3rd District. And I could go on and on. Back in Iowa, there's Jay Byers, Sally Bowser, Grant Woodard, and all the rest. Frequently, I would stand before a group and invite Ted Tran to come and stand with me as a surrogate son from Vung Tau, Vietnam. It was one of those refugees, and what he went through to get to become an American and have the American dream. Very special. So the list is long, and I will stop. Today's getting long for some of you, and I know you've got travels to do. But those of you in the room, Bruce, thank you for your attributes. And Jim, it's good to see you again. Jim Nussel, it's great to see you. And Tim, thank you for your remarks and the service we've had together. And Tom, I wish you continued success, and I know that you'll give your heart to what you believe in for our state. We both kind of come from the soil, really, and that's probably a good thing. So with that, I want to say a fond farewell. I will continue to respond to our constituents till we finally close this down, and if no sooner, at least by the 2nd of January, I believe it is, we change from 112 to 113. And I'll just say it's been my pleasure and my good fortune to live this much of my life in the United States of America and to serve our country, and it's the right thing to do. We got lots on our plate, but you know what? We can do this because that's who we are. We can, and I'm sure we will. Thank you, and God bless. Thank you very much. I yield back.
Mr. Speaker, I just want to say thank you to Congressman Boswell. I wish him and Doty the very, very best in the future. And with that, Mr. Speaker, I yield back the balance of my time.